B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, so now let's take a break here from the heavy Ben talk and get into a little segment that we like to run here at the 3:30 hour, where we go around the globe and find some interesting stories that might be either funny or perverse or weird or whatever. And we're calling today the A-List with Alexa Ross. Alexa, what did you find?
So today we're going to start with something that Tyrone and I discussed yesterday. The ex-MLB player Ben Zobrist is alleging his pastor defrauded his charity while working for it. And he also cheated with Zobrist's wife. He won $6 million in damages. All of this is alleged, except the affair was put in their divorce papers. So that is true. There's just a lot of layers to this. There's a lot going on here.
Okay, yeah. Well, this is a story that we were caught our attention. So Ben Zobrist, obviously, if you remember, he missed some time with personal problems.
4 months.
Yeah.
4 months.
Yeah. So there was some heavy stuff going on. So the wife was having an affair with the pastor. So what exactly was he suing for, Alexa? Does it say?
Yes. So the pastor was working for his charity and he is suing him for fraud.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure that the damages will also include the cheating situation that comes with their divorce. But there's just a lot going on here. And I don't think it's very holy of a pastor.
Yeah, come on, pastor. Come on, pastor.
Listen, it's not the first time that we've seen a pastor be unholy.
Well,
right?
but it's... You're trusting spouse. You're trusting the pastor.
But see, here's... It's classic revenge lawsuit. However... It does have some merits in that to point out the fraud, you can point out some other things that maybe the pastor has defrauded his people of his honest nature, which would help. Zobrist is obviously angry about this situation.
Yeah, because $6 million. I would be too.
Yes,
a pastor, $6 million is not a lot of money to Zobrist, but. The pastor was sleeping with his wife, man.
He wants to put the pastor out of the religion business.
And it's also twist the knife for the ex. Because if the ex is out there in them streets, you can now know that you can't trust her around any man, even a pastor.
And the pastor was helping with their marital problems.
Could you imagine that, Mike? You go talk to your pastor about your marital problems, and then the pastor uses the stuff that she doesn't like about you as a way to work his way in there to steal your wife.
It's too much.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. I know this is not a good message for the kids down there, but revenge, kids, makes you whole. And I'm not a turn the other cheek, dude.
Well, me neither.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, this dude now has to resume his baseball career. To get his swag back, he's got to have that, yeah, I got him. Let's go. Give me that slider.
I think it's over for Biddy. I think he's over. So
he's done? He's not playing anymore?
Yeah, he's done. He's
retired?
Clean 40 years old.
2019 was the last time he played.
Sometimes
it's over.
To make yourself whole, you know, a lot of people think that you just move on. It's easy for them. But to make yourself whole, sometimes you got to have that.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I know. Believe me, I'm one of those dudes. Make me whole.
Zobrist made $86.8 million as a player.
He's all right. Yeah, he's doing
$6 million is pocket change.
All right. What's story number 2?
All right. So we talk a lot about Florida men, but we're going to talk about a Florida woman. A Florida woman went to an ATM. She wanted to withdraw $20. When she got the $20 out, she looked at the account balance on the ATM. She found that there were almost $1 billion sitting in her account. So she told a station that interviewed her about this that she wanted it removed.
What?
because she couldn't get in touch with a real person at the bank. She was $15,000 short of having $1 billion in her account. So my question to you, do you keep it? Do you not keep it? What do you do?
Well, it's theft, really, if you keep it.
What do you mean?
It's theft. You can be prosecuted for that.
Well, I'm saying that I got to have the interest.
Would I
let me keep that interest.
Would I spend a few dollars of it? Maybe.
Yeah, I'm right.
Well, I get it in streets and spend some of it.
This is what I would do.
Uh-huh.
She's going to the ATM for $20.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out what the maximum is that day. Even if it's $500. I'm saying whatever the maximum is at that particular ATM with that particular account.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take the whole $500 out. And I'm going to have $500 cash. I'm going to do something with it.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to assume that the bank's going to work it out. What I'm not going to go try to write a check for $900 million to myself.
No, because that would be foolish.
Right, but I would try to have a little fun with it. It's your mistake. I didn't actually steal
the
money.
Yeah, and then you can say, like, well, yeah, I bought this car. I thought I had enough money to cover it.
There you go.
And then, but you would still have to make
I mean, when you're in shock about something like that, it's just one of those things where you're like, oh, yeah, let me just take out $20. I don't know. I might have, I don't know, maybe like $500 in my checking account or whatever. No, this woman had $999,985.
Yeah, be careful because then the bank would prosecute.
Yeah, but you know what, bank? Why don't you tighten yourself up?
Well,
I'm the victim here. You told me I had a bunch of money.
There you go. Yeah, you're right, but it's still theft. All right. Alexa, what's story three?
We are going to talk about squids in space. NASA is sending dozens of baby Hawaiian squids into space for research. They're studying how space flight affects the squids, which they're hoping will bolster human health on long space missions, because apparently microbe changes have been shown to be the same in both squids and people, which is a really weird coincidence. I didn't think we had that much in common with little tiny squids, but the hope is that it will solve health problems in astronauts when they try to prolong space travel.
Oh, see science, man. You can't stop it. Who would have thunk that?
Congrats to the squids.
And that's going to have to be an interesting thing, because they talk about how a lot of the people who go up there and are in International Space Station for a really long time, they come back, their bones, they'll be 45, but their bones are 65. And there's all these other issues.
The immune systems are shot too.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah, so now this allows us to get a little bit closer to being up there, because whether we like it or not, we got to figure out a plan B in case we destroy the Earth.
Yeah.
We got to have a plan B.
The squids would probably die, right? So basically the squids have a choice. Either they get into the calamari line or they get into the space travel line.
Right.
I would prefer the space travel line.
I'd rather go to space.
If you're going to die in either line, well, what would you choose?
Because the space line, I'll die of natural causes up there. They're keeping them alive and studying them up there over time.
All right.
The squid line, it's the end of the road. Then again, I guess I got to see what kind of life I have. I guess if my squid wife was sleeping with the squid pastor, I might as well go to the calamari line. But if I got a good squid life, why not go to outer space?
There's a chance that you would get rejected in the calamari line for various reasons. You're not tender enough. Whatever. So there's still a chance you could survive.
These squids are also, I mean, I saw a picture of these squids on this article. They are like little teeny tiny squids.
They are so small. So they won't be calamari anyway.
Yeah, they're a little, I mean, they're really little. So I just want to know, are they going to grow when they go to space? I don't know. I don't know how this works.
Maybe they do. Maybe they're baby squid that are going to grow in space.
They're breeding the squids just to send them to space.
You got
to
send it up with like a tank of plankton? Like
probably.
What do you sprinkle fish food like WeeBay?
Well, how do you?
In the wire?
And you got to be careful not to break the tank on the way up. Nobody get around the fish tank. We got to take it to space because it's got to go up there somehow.
I just want to know who was dedicated to say, you know what, I'm going to go travel with these squid and I'm going to watch them and I'm going to feed them and nurture them.
I would do that.
Oh my goodness!
You'd be the squid meister. I would in space.
I'd be so happy to do that. Hey, if you guys want to holler at me, NASA 610-632-0975. I'm available.
All right, that's good stuff. That's good stuff, Alexa. Nice work.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.